We got a lot of projects done last year. It was a very busy year. A lot of street reconstructions. And looking forward to this year, once again, doing more street reconstructions, refinishing that retaining wall on Jefferson Street, and more importantly, getting the swimming pool buttoned up and getting that fixed so we don't have any more leaks. That's been a huge pain in our butt for the last several years.
2024 was a great year for us. Very busy. Had a lot of major capital projects that we completed. Most importantly, regarding safety, security, major renovation addition to our PD, in addition to all the equipment that goes along with the vehicles and the officers, tasers, cameras, all kind of stuff. So we definitely sunk a lot of money into our safety security last year, bought a new fire truck, also bought some other things for the fire department. So it's really great to be able to invest back into the community regarding safety security and moving forward. For 25, we're looking at a lot of projects on the planning list. Probably some of the biggest ones are regarding park and recreation. So I'm looking at a multi-use trail between the village of Minster and Fort Laramie, doing some major improvements out at our Parish Street Park. There's the Stallistown Playground, Stallistown Splash Pad, and then also a brand new shelter house. All three go together and really made a major, major improvement out at that area and great asset for the residents of not just the village of Minster, but for those in the areas.
2024 was a good year, kind of following up previous couple of years we had. Our revenues were up, our expenses were down, our income taxes up 7%, and you know, we completed various projects, some road projects. We're seeing some expansion in our industrial park, so we're all happy about that stuff. We also have some projects coming up. We'll be had a chance to bring some transmission lines and a substation into the village of Knoxville, which will be a big project for us over the next couple of years. We've got a new building going up at the park that'll kind of be multifunctional. It'll be a storage building, equipment building, also put in some restrooms there to help facilitate some of the soccer fields on that end of the park. So a lot of good things going on and planning, and just, you know, like thank all the volunteers and people in the community that make things go.